Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
As we've been sharing with you for the last few weeks, we've been preparing you for the tax season, which is officially open. And as has been highlighted, the SARS Commissioner, Edward Kisvetter, gave us an update yesterday, helping to highlight the fact that at least the institution has processed more than 5 million taxpayers through their auto assessment by SARS. And that's almost resulted in at least 10 billion rand being issued to at least 1.6 million auto-assessed taxpayers. So good news, technology is working, SARS is working, and we as South Africans who are working are also paying our taxes. Let's find out more as to how best this can be maintained and driven to meet ongoing success. We join now on the line by a very busy gentleman, the Commissioner of SARS, Edward Kisvetter. Such a pleasure to speak to you, sir. I know it's been an incredibly busy couple of days for you and your team. Welcome.
Yeah, well, this is how we serve the nation.
Yes, definitely. It is certainly how you serve the nation, and you've been doing it incredibly well by easing the process. And maybe let's talk about the auto assessments. I find this intriguing, Commissioner, because it really does speak to the heightened level of investment into artificial intelligence and technology by SARS. So I guess we're reaping the rewards here.
Yes, and it is exciting because it's made possible because of the significant progress we've made to harvest third-party data from employers, from institutions such as banks and medical aids and retirement funds. To give you a I shared this yesterday to the techno geeks because I'm a closet one, that SARS uses graph database technology to decipher literally billions of rows of data. And then we compose a single entity view of a taxpayer, drawing on all the different data. We compose a profile for you, and then we use that profile and all the information to complete your assessment on your behalf. You don't have to give us anything. And then the auto-assessment gives you the outcome, which if you accept it, and I'm happy to say more than 99% of the people have accepted it, you literally have your refund paid to your bank within the 72-hour limit that we set for ourselves. And to give you an idea, we build over 150 million profiles in this regard. And so we cannot do this without the application of supercomputers, machine learning algorithms, and artificial intelligence. So when we present it to you, we have a high degree of confidence that it is your actual assessment, and the fact that it is accepted as such underscores that point.
100%.
Then, for the 1% or so, we choose to edit the returns, and let me share with the listeners why some taxpayers may edit it. So the solar investment that is provided for by National Treasury, we don't have third-party data for that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can submit your claim for that. Other individuals may do out-of-pocket medical expenses that's permissible, and also travel logs. We see those as the main reasons why people may adjust their returns. And about 25,000 of 5 million taxpayers have actually produced a different outcome to the outcome we have produced, which is about 0.5%.
Mm-hmm.
Then on Monday, we invited taxpayers, provisional and non-provisional taxpayers, whom have not been auto-assessed, to submit their returns. And for all of those, once they submit it with the documents that they attach with it, they literally get the assessment outcome in under 5 seconds.
And I think this
if they've been,
go ahead.
If they've been not selected for a further verification by us or other engagement, they too will get their refunds within 72 hours. And therefore, I'm happy to say that we have now already paid out well over 10 billion rand of refunds to about 1.6 million taxpayers, an average of almost 6,000 per taxpayer.
So there's some South Africans who are very happy with the deposits that might have clicked into their accounts in recent days. I can imagine that there are a few more saying, hold on, let me double check mine. But despite that, as you say, the auto assessment really helps in terms of streamlining admin and information, especially for South Africans who perhaps don't have very complex financial structures. I'm keen to understand how this might shift or change in terms of the clarity that's still required regarding the two-pot system as we head towards September. And many more South Africans might find themselves, due to financial strain, tempted to actually dip and withdraw.
Yeah. So let me just speak, first of all, as an ordinary South African before I speak of tax man.
Sure.
I really would encourage individuals to really think hard about before they withdraw from the two-pot system. It is not permissible in terms of the new regulations. But this is money intended for, as we used to say when we grew up, for ODAH. You know, the day that you can't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so, especially if you draw the money and use it on a discretionary expenditure. Mm-hmm. But that aside, what the legislation now allows is for any person who is a member of a pension or retirement fund can draw an amount of this money. But the caution that we give to taxpayers is, let's say they withdraw 50,000. They will receive the 50,000 less the tax, and tax will be calculated at their total income.
Sure.
At which they are taxable. So taxpayers must just be discerning. One, to draw the money if they really have a legitimate need, and I know many families are struggling, and that's the ethical component of this provision, but they must just be take into account that they will also pay taxes.
I do understand that, of course, that there still needs to be a heightened level of, I guess, ongoing education, engagement, and even for the pension funds themselves to monitor and manage this process. Where are we in terms of those engagements, Mr. Kisveta? And is there any threat of a review?
So the legislation is in place. The 1st of September is a hard implementation date. What we are doing within SARS is to create the administrative platform so that when we get these applications, we can deal with it seamlessly. And that requires a lot of technology and data science investment by us, and we're working hard to be ready by the 1st of September.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, we are working with retirement funds, for they must be ready and have their systems in place, because they have an accounting function that they then have to keep record of. And we would urge retirement funds to make sure that they are ready, because if they're not, they will frustrate their own members. Then we will also embark closer to the time on an awareness campaign to help taxpayers understand how they should go about to have access to this, and also to alert them to the fact that the withdrawal will be taxed. Because remember, why the withdrawal is taxed is because the initial deduction is not taxed.
Mm. 100%. And that's important for us to bear in mind as consumers and South African citizens, as you say. So it is something we will be following up on to make sure everybody has a clearer understanding. I guess as we close off, Mr. Commissioner, this is not why you were invited to the show, but it certainly is a question that many of our listeners do bear top of mind, is, of course, customs duty. We have a very vibrant e-commerce environment in South Africa, where as consumers, we purchase a lot from international platforms like Temu and Shein. There's, I guess, a discomfort that South Africans have expressed around the increase in customs duty. But I believe it's important that we underscore why this matters, not only to our economy, but the fiscus as well.
Sure. And there are many other companies. Amazon would be another company.
Yes.
That is an everything shop for everyone. So let me just say that the notice that we gave importers does not introduce new laws or new customs duties. It is merely giving an indication that we will apply the laws that up until now, for various reasons, which I will explain in a moment, we have not applied. Now, when our customs administration capacity and arrangements were put in place, it was in the days when a few hundred Amazon books came in, you know, through the couriers. And maybe the volumes were very, very low, and the suppliers were very, very low. This was long before the days of online retailers that we see today.
Mm.
What we've seen in the last 2 years, though, is an exponential increase in online retail. And quite frankly, we've not been ready for that. And so because when the volumes were low, there was a de minimis below which duties were not paid, and there was an ease of compliance, you either paid the above the value that was set at the time before you could get the goods cleared.
Yes.
Now, I want to make a comparison. Let's take a high street retailer, a physical retailer like a ShopRite or a Pep Stores or a Pick and Pay or Woolworths. When they bring in a container, they declare the goods that's in the container, and it's one container to a single client. It's easy to impose the duties on that.
Yes.
The difference is when a clearing agent now bring in a container, and we now find several hundreds of these coming in per month, then it isn't goods for one customer like a retailer. This is now thousands of small parcels that will be dispatched to different homes and different end-user clients. And so now it becomes much harder because it is now not one client that must pay the duty. It's a thousand households to whom these goods will be dispatched that must pay the duty. And SARS then has to ensure, and where there is a risk, administer the duty properly, because sometimes there's misdeclaration or underdeclaration, and we need to do some risk management. Our current alert rate is 2% on total goods, but this will mean a significantly higher level, because you now have, instead of having fewer large containers to a single client, you now have many, many more single parcels to which we must go apply the assurance that the duties have been paid. And that shift, which we announced initially would be implemented on the 1st of July, we've now moved out to October to allow us to engage more with industry to help them make the transition to apply the new law.
Ah, fantastic. We'll be sure to touch base with you as we progress to October to hear more feedback. So I guess South African consumers can breathe a sigh of relief for the moment.
Well, they must still pay their duties.
Yes.
We will just enforce it more stringently as from the 1st of October.
100%. Always a pleasure speaking to you, Commissioner. Really appreciate your time and making it easy for us to digest and understand these key concepts.
Likewise. Take
Thank
care.
You, sir. That's Bye-bye. The Commissioner for at SARS, Edward Kisvetter, giving us some insight into not only the tax season, getting off to a great start and going swimmingly well on the back of the investment they've made in technology through the auto assessment program. Of course, giving us some insight into the two-pot system. Be very careful, and we will follow up on this in the next coming weeks as it will be implemented in September. Preservation is what is required, and really review if you're in a very difficult and tight financial stance before you exit or withdraw from the two-pot system, being your pension funds, as there will be a tax implication either way. And of course, giving us some insight into how best to understand the changes, or not the changes, rather the implementation, more full implementation of the customs duty on online purchases.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.